Vayter in Shas Perek of Zion, picking it up on Vav Amud Beis by the bottom of the page. We are six lines up, two, four, six lines up in the middle of the line. Amar Rav Yochanan. So we know that we had this statement yesterday. Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Elazar Rav Yossi. Both calling in, they said a statement in the Braisa. Now we're going to back them up where they're coming from. Ushnei Mikra Echad Dorshu, both of them, they dash from the same Pasuk. Bechol Shana Vashana. And that is a Pasuk we saw already. We read the whole Pasuk. Chaim Aleim Lios Osim Es Yomer Ba'asar. We should uphold to keep the 14th day, the Chodesh Adar, the month of Adar. Ve'is Yom Chamishasar Bom Bechol Shana Vashana. And the 15th of every year. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi Salvar, he says, "B'chol shana v'shana, just like every year, ma kol shana v'shana Adar asamach l'shvat, just like every year, it's Adar, which is right next to Shvat, right? The months go Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar, and then Nisan again." So, if you look at it just in terms of 12 months, the 11th month is Shvat, the 12th is Adar, and then Nisan starts again. So just like every year, we know that it's the one that's next to Shvat. Avkan Adar Samach L'Shvat, so it has to be the Adar, which is right next to Shvat. That's when we go ahead and we do this the first of the, if it's a leap year, then it's the first month, the first Adar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar, yeah, but Chol Shana V'Shana, but a different drasha. Ma Chol Shana V'Shana Adar Samach L'Nisan, it's the Adar that's next to Nisan, which is the following month. Avkan Adar Samach L'Nisan, therefore it's going to be Adar Sheni. Now, Frek the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Elias and Rabbi Yossi, Ben the Senator of Rabbi Yossi, Mistaber Taima, he makes a lot of sense. Dein Mavir Nala Mitzvos. Because we know we don't like to pass up the opportunity to do mitzvah. So over here, it's right in front of us. Rashi says, Mishaba lide akadim lasos. You should get up and do it right away. Hachi tanya b'mechilta v'shmartem esam mitzvos im basa mitzvah liyodcha al tach mitzana. If you have a mitzvah that comes to your hands, don't pass it up. Ela b'shem and gamliya, my time, what's pshat that he says, leave it and do it in the second Adar? Am Rav Tavi, time and rabban, Rav Shem and gamliya, mismach ge'ula le'ge'ula adif. Mismach ge'ula le'ge'ula is adif. To go ahead and bring one ge'ula to another Gula means Purim, the Gula Purim, the Purim of Gula Pesach, which is found in Nisan, that is more opportunity than, more important than Mavir Nala Mitzvos. Okay, now, Rabbi Elazar, another reason, what's Pshat Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Time to Shimon Gamliel Mehocha, from the following Pasuk, Dixiv, Lekayim Es Igeris HaPurim Azos Hashenis. The Pasuk says in Esther, what does it mean when it says in the second, to confirm the second letter of Purim? Rashi points out, Hasheni means Bechodesh Hasheni. V'itzach lemichtav. Beep, turn the page, Zayin Amud Aleph, Hashenis. We have to write this thing about Hashenis. V'itzach lemichtav b'chol shana v'shana. We have to write both of them. Why do you need both? De'i b'chol shana v'shana. We just would have said, kol shana v'shana. Then havamini ki kushan. Then I would have asked, I would have thought like our question. That maybe it's actually the second Adar. Therefore, Kamash Malan Hashenis says the second one to teach that. V'yashmin Hashenis, if you just would have said Hashenis, and Havamina Betchila Berishon Uva Hasheni. Kamash Malan B'chol Shana V'Shana. I would think that maybe you have to do them both. And the Rishon and Sheni, therefore, comes to say, B'chol Shana V'Shana, it's only done once. And therefore, the once reference here is to be the second. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Hayi Sheni's Ma'avid Lei, what's he going to do with the fact that says Sheni? So he's saying it should be done in the first Adar. He says, Mi'bo'i Lidich Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Dam Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda, B'tchila Kavua B'Shushan U'Basof B'chol Ha'ulam Kulo. Originally, it's only meant to be done in Shushan, but then a second letter went out to say it should be done all over the place in the entire world. All right, I'm Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda. Comes, I'm going to teach another day. And Shalchalem Esther l'Chachamim. Esther sent a message to the Chachamim. She wanted to make sure that they're going to have this thing called Purim. Rashi says, "B'shana shnia l'kova aleim chova." In the second year, to set up as a chova, kavua l'doros. Kivuni l'doros. Rashi says, "L'yom tov l'kriya lios li l'shem." It should be that that people remember this and set up the holiday. Shalchalem sent back to him, "Kin atmar esalinu l'bina umas." You're going to set up jealousy about us and all the nations. Rashi explains, Shomer Owen, Shanu Smechem Haskir Mapalasan. That everyone's going to say that, oh, we're happy to mention their downfall. Shalchem, she wrote back, Kfar Ksuva Ani Al Divrei Ayomim Lamachim Madayu Pras. This is already written over there. They have this written. They know this already. Rashi says, Kfar Ani Ksuva Visham Yehu Roen Mash Irelehem Ayidei Yisrael. They already know this, and therefore there's no reason to be worried about it. Once it's written, it's already written. Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chaviva Masnu, they came and they taught. Bekula said the Moed Ki Kal Haya Ki Kai Zuga. Whenever you have this mixture, these couples, Chilufa Rabbi Yochanan and Ma'ayel Rabbi Yonasan, go ahead and get rid of, put in place, switch out Rabbi Yochanan for Rabbi Yonasan. The Gemara we saw in Sukkah, also in Shabbos a while ago. Okay, what does it say? Shalchan HaMesser L'Chacham, she sent a message. Kisvun L'Daros, let's have this written down. Shalchan HaMesser sent back. Halo Kisafti L'Cha Shalishim. Azai Gezuk Tapasuk and Mishle, have I not written for you three times? Rashi explains in three different places. We mentioned the Milchama against Amalek. One is in Shemos, one is in Devarim, and one is in Shmuel. I've only read it three times and not four times. You're not allowed to have it written four times. Shlishim Velo Ruveim, three times and not four times. So what you going to do now? Are you going to go and write it out again if we know that the whole story against Hamanbu was the story of Amalek? Atshem Matsulo Mikra Kasuv Batoira, until they found the Pasuk that's written in the Torah, that says, "Ksov zos b'sefer zikaron b'sefer." You should write this down. The zikaron for a memory, b'sefer in a book. Ksov zos. What does that mean to write this? Mashakos of kind of Mishnah Torah. That which is written over here and Mishnah Torah. Rashi says the call mashakos of Torah kori ksav echad. That's considered one ksav that was written in the Torah itself. It comes to be once, therefore opens up for a third zikaron mashakos of neviim, a memory that's written in the neviim that's in Shmuel b'sefer mashakos of Megillah, and that's what we find in the Megillah. So we can write it out. Kitanoi says the Gemara Machlokes Tanoim. That way of understanding the pasuk is a Machlokes Tanoim. Ksof zos mashakos of kain zikaron mashakos of Mishnah Torah and basefer mashakos of Minevim. Divrei Rabbi Yoshua. So everything is taken up there, and you don't have anything to teach you that you could write a Megillah. Rabbi Elazar Medayi Omer, he says no. Ksof zos mashakos of kain u'Mishnah Torah zikaron mashakos of Minevim basefer mashakos of Megillah, and therefore it leaves over a third one to write in the Megillah. Viter, Amr Abiyudam Shmuel, Esther Ina Mitama Es Yadayim. Megillus Esther is not Mitama Es Yadayim. Rashi says it's the throwback to Shabbos, Taf Yudalit, like other Sfarim that we said in Yitzias Shabbos, it's a parak there. Shagozu, the first parak, Shagozu Aleim, Latami Es Yadayim, Latruma, Umachlokas Bisham Besili, there's one Machlokas over there. And we know that what basically the discussion is that people were leaving the scrolls underneath in these cabinets, and what happened was they were leaving it by the truma, and the animals were coming, the mice were eating the truma, and then they would eat through the scrolls. So what they did is they said that it's metame, it's going to touch the truma, it's going to metame it. So people wouldn't do that anymore. It's metame yadayim midar banan, but not by Esther. Esther is not metame yadayim. It is not the case. Lamir mitzavish shmuel Esther la baruch hakodesh nemra. Do you mean to be saying that they hold that Esther was not written with ruach hakodesh? Oh, what's going on? Va'amar Shmuel. Esther, Ruach HaKodesh Nemra. It came through with Ruach HaKodesh. The seeming question here is that it must be the fact that it's Amatam Yadayim because it's not Ruach HaKodesh. If it was Ruach HaKodesh, for sure it would be. That seems to be the way it's asking. Says the Gemara, Nemra Likros, Velo Nemra Lichtov. It was given a Ruach HaKodesh, but in a way that's meant to be that it's read, but not Lav Dafka that has to be written down as if it's part of Tanakh. And therefore, you read it, but you don't have to be having it written down, so for it's not going to be Matami Adayim. Mei Sevei, Frag the Gemara, is this really true? You're going to tell me that Esther is not Matami Adayim? Rebbe Meir Omer, Koheles ain't a Matami Adayim, or Machlokas B'Shir Hashirim. Koheles is not in the Machlokas when it comes to Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shlomo. Rabbi Yossi comes in, he says, Shir Shir Matami Adayim Machlokas B'Koheles. The exact opposite. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Koheles Mikule Beishame Umechumre Beis Hillel. That Beishame says that Koheles is not Matami Adayim, but Beis Hillel say it is. Avarus V'Shir Shir V'Esther Matami Adayim. All these are Matami Adayim. Oh my gosh, it's pretty straightforward that Esther is Matami Adayim. What you can do right now, what Shmuel said, not like that. This is Gemara, Huda Amar Krebi Yoshua. Rashi says, this is like we mentioned earlier, that this is not given over to be written, but rather it's given over to be taught al peh, and therefore it's not going to be Metame Yadayim. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, we just spoke about Koheles, so we said that it's Metame Yadayim over here, right? Oh, I'm sorry that we said that's a machlokas over there. So now we say, Avshem Menasi Omer, Koheles ain't a Matami Yadayim, it's not Matami Yadayim. It's the wisdom of Shlomo. Amr said to him, Mechizu Bavad Amr. Is this all they said? This is all the wisdom that he had? Didn't we say, it doesn't say in a pasuk in Malachim, doesn't it say that he had 3,000 mashalim? Rashi explains, so it must be the ones that he wrote in Koheles or something dafka that came out Ruach HaKodesh, the Omer al-Tosif, al-Tosif, al-Dvarav. He said, don't add anything to this work. Rashi says, and the fact that he answered to be Mosif to anything, Shema Minah, it came from Ruach HaKodesh. In fact, the Gemara, Mai Va'omer, why do I have to bring a second shtickle over here? We said the first one. If I look for a number, Vidabash Shalof HaMashal, on the fact that this one, are the things written down, it must be that they are Ruach HaKodesh. What's Vi'omer Altos HaDvarav? V'chitem, because if you want to say, Meimar Tuva Omar, he Taka did say a lot of wise things, the Iboy Yichtiv, but there's some things that he written down, the Iboy Yichtiv, and there's some things that he didn't have written down, right? So therefore, we don't know it at all. This is considered Ruach HaKodesh, Tashma, therefore comes to say, Al Tostel Dvarv, don't add to his words, meaning to tell you that these ones are Dafka coming from Ruach HaKodesh. Now we're going to see that Esther also had to be written with Ruach HaKodesh. We're going to see a number of different examples. We're going to knock pretty much all of them off except for one, and we'll take it from there. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Esther Ruach HaKodesh Nemra, Shenemra, because the Pasuk says, Vayomer Homer Belibo, and Homan said in his heart. What does he say in his heart? The end of the Pasuk says, Lemi Yachbats HaMelech Asa Sikar Yosem Rimeni. This is when Haman and Bu ended up in front of Achashverosh, and he says, what should I do? The one the king wants to greatly honor. And he says, well, he must have been talking about me. So therefore he says, oh, he spoke in his heart. Now Rashi points out, Kosri Megillah, Shekach HaMeulah, how is the one who written the Megillah know what he had in his heart? El Ruach HaKodesh, Niglale, it must be that they had Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Kiva Amri, he says, Esther Ruach HaKodesh, Nebri, and how we know Shenem Ravati, Esther no Sischem Beini Koya. Esther found favor in the eyes of all who beheld her. Now how do we know? Rabbi, like, how would you know that unless you knew Ruach HaKodesh? Rabbi Meir Omer, he says, Esther Ruach HaKodesh, Nebri, Shenem Ravati, because the Pasuk says, Vayivada, David Mordechai, and the matter became known to Mordechai with the fact they went to kill the king. And how could it be that he knew that? Rabbi didn't know it, Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Yosef ben Durmaskis Omer, he says, Esther Ruach HaKodesh, Nebri, how do I know? Shenem Ravati, Uvabiza, Lo Shalchu Es Yadam, and they did not lay their hands on the spoils. This is when they fought against their enemies in the times of Purim, and they fought against the people there. They didn't take anything, and Rashi points out, how in the world could you have known such a thing? Hey, ach, yadu ma'as, erichol, commanding what the people did, for that were far and distance. Maybe they did do it. Answers, Ruach HaKodesh. Now, Amar Shmuel, he says, if I was there, I would have said something which is even greater than all of them. Shenemar kimu v'kiblu, kimu malmala, mashakiblu l'mata. They upheld and they accepted. And what does that mean? Kimu l'mala, they accepted, they upheld upstairs, mashakiblu l'mata, which they took on down here, meaning the heavenly courts took on that which came on, and they kind of mirrored what we did down here. Question is, how could you know that if it wasn't coming out through a HaKodesh? Now the Gemara says that Shmuel, he actually works more than any of the other ones. Amar Rava, Lekulu Yisrael Pircha, there's a kash in every one of them, except for Shmuel, there's no Pircha in him. That one has to be that it's come from HaKodesh, but the rest of them don't have to. You know why? Derbe Eliezer Svaru, when it came to Derbe Eliezer, it says, and Homan said in his heart, that's a Svaru, that's what he said in his heart. Obviously, he thought about himself. Delahavi Inish, the Chash of Lamalka, Kavase. There was no one as Chash of as Haman was, so therefore he spoke in his heart. Vahaiki, Kamap, Mapish, Tuva, Va'amar, Daiti, the Nafshe, Ka'amar. The fact that he says so many good things should happen, it means he was talking about himself. He should wear the royal garments of the king, and he should go and ride on the horse of the king. Why is he going into such detail? Must be he's talking about himself. Therefore, it's Ruach HaKodesh. Anyone could figure that out. Rabbi Akiva, who said that everyone saw that they found fever in the eyes of everyone that saw her. How do we know that? The answer is Dilma, the Rabbi Elazar, maybe Rabbi Elazar, the Amar. Maybe this is like Rabbi Elazar. Who he said, nobody knew who Esther was. She never said where she was from. So therefore, everybody would say, oh, she's from us. Everybody wanted to be that she was one of there. She's Chinese, Japanese, Madagascaran, Singaporean, Yugoslavian. You know, all the normal places that we're used to going and visiting. V'had Rabbi Meir, that was Rabbi Meir, came and he says, and it was known to Mordechai, Dimelech Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, the Amar was in Ruach HaKodesh, a big son of Esther, Shnei Tarsiyam, they were from Tars, they're from this place where they spoke the language. V'had the Rabbi Yossi, and Mordechai understood the language, and therefore he overheard them speaking. When he overheard them speaking, therefore that's how he knew what was going on, where was in Ruach HaKodesh. V'had Rabbi Yossi ben Dormaskius, when he came on, he said that he didn't take any of the spoils of the war. Dilma Pristiki Shador. Rashi explains what a prustikim shomer shluchim shalchu lehem lemordechai v'Esther. They sent a messenger. Shelo nagu bebiza, shelo yiru lemelech. They didn't touch anything, so it shouldn't be bad in the eyes of the king. But the last one, which is Shmuel, the Shmuel vade less lepircha. You can't knock it off because how are you supposed to know what's going on in Shemayim? Amr, unless they tell him. Amr avina ha'ini damer in sheyes. What it means? It says tavachada pilpalta charifta mimale tzanikar. One sharp pepper is better than a basket that's full of gourds, basket full of melon. You got a whole lot of great people here, and he's coming way after them, yet even though he's smaller than them, he's sharper than them all. Now we bring two more ways to say it was done in Ruach HaKodesh. Rav Yosef Amar Hachi says from the following, V'mei HaPur Me'ilu, Lo Yavru Mitoch HaYehudim, these days are not going to pass from the Jewish people. Mino Yodei Yisrael, said Rashi, says, how are you supposed to know the future? And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Me'ilu from the following, V'zichrom Lo Yosuf Mizarum, and the memory will not stop from the people coming after him. So, therefore, we find the concept is, at the end of the day, we see two more ideas of how we know that it's done, Beruach HaKodesh. Next part of the Mishnah, we said, is Matanus Le'evyonim, Tanim of Yosef, who Mishloach Manus Ish L'Re'ehu. What does that mean when we talk about Mishloach Manus? It has to be Shtei Manus L'Ish Echad, two Manus to one person. Rashi explains, Zechsev Mishloach Manus Ish L'Re'ehu, Shtei Manus La'adim Echad, Matanus Le'evyonim, Shtei Matanus L'Shnei B'nei Adam, Dai L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad Matana Achas, Le'evyonim Nami Tarte Mashba. So it's two Manus, two different foods to one person, and two. You have to give one to each poor person, two poor people. Matanos v'adam, shtei matanos v'shnei b'nei adam. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya shadeh le'ed Rabbi Yoshaya. Once he sent Rabbi Yoshaya out atma de'egla tilsa. The thigh of a cow that was the third born, says Rashi, ve'garba de'chamra, and a bottle of red, some wine. Shalach le'ed, so he sent back to him saying the following. Beep, turn the page, Zion Amabes. Kiyamta mitzvah, kiyamta banu rabenu, umishloch manus ish l're'eyu, you have upheld the mitzvah mishloch manus. But Rashi takes out, says everybody else, a bunch of people take out the idea of matanos avyonim. But you upheld shloch manus, you sent those two things to one person. Rabbi shadalei the mari bar mar biyadabaye. He sent a malay taska de kashta, de kashba, which is a sack mulli tamarim, says Rashi. It was full of dates, a basket full of dates. Omale kasa kimcha davshuna, shat ravshuna, and flour that was roasted. Rashi says, nishavshu achitem, betanar, they were dried, and the wheat was the kernels in the oven. Odom karmel v'kemach shalem matuklom, they retained their status of sweetness forever. Sweet stuff. So Omale Abai, Abai said, he's the one who's the shliach who's sending it over here. And he says, Hashta Amar Mari, now they're going to say, because he's sending it to Mari. Mari is going to say, Ichak lo malka lehave. If a lowly worker becomes a king, the kula mitzavir lenachis, does he put down the baskets on his neck? Rashi says, the basket that you usually use in order when you were just a ben kfar, like a villager, and you feed your animals with it, didn't you get rid of it from your head? You're a chashva person. Rashi explains that kacha tarnasis melech v'rosh pumbedisa, you became the chashva person pumbedisa, v'enecha shaleach lo ela devarim mitzuyim, like, oh, you're sending him the normal stuff that everybody has. He's sending him, like, here in Israel, he's sending wafers and you know, osem, you know, I don't know, bisli. That's what he's sending. Everybody sends. In other words, he's saying maybe you should send more stuff. Hadar shalach lei ihu. Mari, who got the gift, he sent back the following. Malotaska de zangvila. It was a basket that was filled with ginger. Malekasta de pilpalta rika. And these peppers that were long peppers. Amar abai, ashta amar mar. Abai had a lot to say here. He says, Abba shadri le chulia. I sent that he's going to say, Anna shadri le chulia. I sent him things that were matika, says Rashi, that were sweet. Viu shadri li. He sent me back chorfa, stuff that were spicy. Okay, that was a period. It must be something going on over there. Amar Abai says, Kinafka mi beimar hava savana. As Rashi explains, when he went on the shlichas to go bring the stuff, he had a nice meal and he was full. He was totally fine. Kimat elahasim, but when he got there, Tamari, what did they give him? Krivuli, krivuli, shitin soy, the shitin mine kedera. They brought 60 plates with 60 different types of food. Ka'aru shalmine meichel, different types of food. V'achli bu shitin pluge, and I ate 60 pieces. This guy just pounded that sucker. Ubishuli basraisa, and ubishuli basraisa, havu kari le tzli kedar. And the last thing that they brought out was called Sli Kedar, which was a pot that was roasted. Pot roast. It was like delicious, nutritious meat. It was mamish. Good stuff going on. And I wanted to eat, not only it, but I wanted to eat the plate itself. That's why it's used like this. I wanted to go and pound that thing. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, how do you do? This is what people say. Kofen anya velo yoda. When a person is poor, he doesn't even know when he's hungry. And I mean, other pshat is rafcha lebsima shriach. You could always find more room for stuff that's sweet. Rashi says, revach matzah ledover matuk besoch ma'ayin. Everybody always finds place for the dessert. You can be full, and yet you're like, I'll take more. Abaye bar oven, Rav Chanina bar oven, mechalfeis dusayel ha'adadi. There we go ahead, and they would switch sudas year to year. Rashi says, ze ochelim ze bapurim shel shana zu. V'shniya sa'ed chaveri mo, they would switch off where they would eat. Amar Rava, mechayov inish levesume, levesume, levesume. Chayov inish levesume puraya. A person is chayv livasume, Rashi says, lishtakar b'yayin, they're going drunk with wine, until he has known the difference between cursed is Haman and blessed is Mordechai. And we have a story about this. Rabbi Rav Zera of the Sudas Purim Bahadi Adadi, they made a Sudas Purim together. If soon they got plastered, says Rashi, they got drunk. What happened? Come Rabbi Shachtel of Zera. Rabbi got up and he shachted, he killed Rav Zera. The next day he davened for him and he brought him back to life. Lashana Amarle. Next day Rabbi says to him, hey Rav Zera, why don't you come over again? Nisi Amar Vinavi to the sperm out. Let's have a party. Amarle, he says back to him, Lubachol Shaita Vishaita, Mr. Achishnis. I think I'll eat the Suda today, this year by myself. Not every year is there going to be a miracle. They can go ahead and have you shacht me again. Everything's going to work out. Now let's talk about when you do the perm suda. Amar Rava, suda this perm shalcha b'layah that someone has at night, lo yotze dechavah, so you're not yotze your chov. My time, how come? Yemei mishta v'simcha, k'siv. The pasuk says, yemei mishta v'simcha, during the day. Rav Ashi have a yosef kamei. We have a sitra on the scene, de'ameimar. Naga v'loasir abanan. It was getting late. V'lo kasu rabbanan, rabbanan weren't coming. They were coming for the base medrash, coming to shtag in the base medrash. Amar lei, so he says to Avkana, to Amimir, he said, my time v'lo kasu rabbanan, why didn't they come? Dilma 3 days, but said this for ice. He's back to him, well, maybe they're busy with their suda. So Amar lei, he's back to him, lo have efshal lemechal b'urta, they couldn't have eaten the night before. Amar lei says, huh? Don't you know, lo shmiya lei, lamar, ha, da Amar Rava, didn't hear what Rava said, the Suda's Purim, Shalchla Balayla, Yotzei Chavasa, you're not Yotzei if you did that. So Amar Lei says, oh my goodness. Chained on the top, he says back to him, Lo Shmili, Tanamine, he says, I didn't know this. And so what did he do? He says, Amar Lei in, it says, yep, that's the din. So Tanamine, Arboim Zimnin, he learned it from him 40 times. And they became like somebody who was manach bekisei. Tell me, quick quiz, where do we see in Tainus something that was done 40 times? You know how to reach me? RavGav@gmail.com. We now begin the Ein Bein Mishnayos. The bunch of Mishnayos can take us down to the parak that once we started with the concept of Ein Bein, we said that there's no difference between the different the perms that fall in the leap years, if it's Adar Aleph or Adar Beis, some just continue on the theme of Ein Beins. And this is going to take us back to Gemara's we learned recently at Beitza, Gemara's we learned in Shabbos. Ein Bein Yom Tov L'Shabbos El Ochel Nefesh Bevad. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, except for Ochel Nefesh. It's only Ochel Nefesh is the difference. Now, Rashi points it right away. What are we talking about? Lios Mutter L'Chatchila, things that are Mutter to do. Be Yom Tov Mashas B'Shabbos. So you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. You're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. But in all of the Shabbos, there's no difference between the two except for that. Aval le'inyan onshin, Rashi says, in terms of punishment, yesh harbe shezeb eskilo bekaris v'zeb alav greda. There are many things that are different. But in terms of things that you're mutter l'chatchilo to do, there's no difference except for ochel nefesh. Now the Gemara is going to get into the discussion. What about machshirei ochel nefesh? In other words, pregame show stuff. Not the shechita stuff, or what about the knife? What about preparing a knife? Are you allowed to sharpen a knife or not sharpen a knife? And that's a machlokas. That's going to bring us back to stuff we saw. Hol inyan machshirei ochel nefesh, the Gemara seems to say there's no difference except for ochel nefesh. That means to say that when it comes to machshirei ochel nefesh, that means like fixing a knife, as the Gemara is going to get into, for an example. Zev is a shoven, both of them are going to be usher Shabbos and Yontif, both of them are going to be problematic. Usher and Yontif, just like Shabbos, Rashi says. Masnis that a Mishnah must be the lo Kerbi Yehuda. And Alek Kerbi Yehuda, the tiny we learned in the Braisa, Ein Bein Yom Tov L'Shabbos has no difference between Yom Tov L'Shabbos Ela Ochel Nefesh, except for Ochel Nefesh. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda, Matir Af Machshir Ochel Nefesh, he says even Machshir Ochel Nefesh, even if they go and let's say, fix your knife, that's also fine. My Tanu Tanakama, what's Pshat in the Tanakama? Because the Pasuk says, when it talks about Ochel Nefesh, long Pasuk, but it says, V'yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, V'yom HaShvi Mikra Kodesh, Yelechem, Kol Malacha Lo Yaseh, Lo Yeaseh Bahem, you can't do any Malacha, Ach Asher Yeachel L'chol Nefesh, food that you're going to eat in L'chol Nefesh, Hu Levado Yaseh Lechem. And the last part is the Eker Nekuda. It's we're talking about Ach Asher Yeachel L'chol Nefesh, Hu Levado Yaseh Lechem. So therefore, he says that Hu V'lo Machshirov. The Pasuk says Hu, that only it, meaning the things you need to eat, that V'lo Machshirov, but not the pregame show. Rabbi Yehuda says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Lachem, which means, what do we mean when we say Lachem? That it says, Yaaseh Lachem at the end of the Pasuk. So, it means to say, Lachem L'chol Tzorcheichem, for all of your needs, everything that you need, you could use it for. Ve'idach Nami, what about the other with the Tanakama? What's he going to do with the fact that it says Lachem? So he says, no, Lachem means Lachem V'lo L'ovdei Kachavim, you do for you and not for Goyim. Lachem V'lo L'klavim, you and not for dogs. Okay, now what's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with the fact that he says, who? V'idach Nami Hoksev Hu, which means to say only it, but not things that are pregame stuff like fixing a knife, says in a Chenami, Ksev Hu, Uksev Lachem, it says Hu and Lachem, Sari Vestira, Hu means just it, Lachem means it's Chol Tzarchecha. So how do you fix that up? Kan v'machshir and shafshal l'sosam Erev Yontif. One's talking about things you're able to do Erev Yontif, like let's say, as Rashi says, finally, kagon sakin shenifka me'Erev Yontif, you have to do it Erev Yontif. Kan v'machshir and shafshal l'sosam Erev Yontif. These are things you couldn't have done Erev Yontif. Like let's say something gets chipped on Yontif, then you're allowed to go ahead and fix it even on Yontif. And the finale for today, Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yom Kippurim. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And over here we're talking about, not that there's no differences at all. Of course, you don't fast on Shabbos, you do fast on Yom Kippur. But in terms of punishment, Ela Shezeh Zdono Bidei Adam, a person who does b'mezid when it comes to Shabbos, then he gets Mises Bezin, Skila. Shezeh Zdono B'Karis. The other one is Bidei Shamayim, person who violates Yom Kippur, he gets what's known as Karis. Bad news. He dies early, kids die early, bad stuff. Says the Gemara, Holy Tashlumin, but when it comes to the idea of Tashlumin, Zephaz Shavin, both of them are going to be equal. What does that mean? That means, let's say, for example, Rashi is going to bring, somebody burns, nobody should do such a thing, but if someone were to, in theory, go and burn a haystack on Shabbos of somebody else, so they're violated Shabbos, and they violated, and now they owe the person the money, we know, come labor, the Rabbi Minei, he doesn't have to pay because he's Chayav Misa for breaking Shabbos. So when it says Zevaz HaShavin, when it comes to Tashlumin, same thing if they did this Yom Kippur. Now, Mani Mastisin, who is our Mishnah? Rabbi Dechunya ben Akanya. Rabbi Dechunya ben Akanya, the Tanya learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Dechunya ben Akanya Omer. He comes along and he says, Rabbi Dechunya ben Akanya, he made it like Shabbos when it comes to the idea of Tashlumin. What does that mean? Ma Shabbos mischayev benavsho upatar ben tashlumin of Shabbos, the person breaks Shabbos, he's going to be chayev benavsho and he's patar b'tshlumin because come like b'dibabene, af yom kippurim mischayev benavsho upatar ben tashlumin. Rashi explains that im hidle gedisha shachavir b'yom kippurim and upatar midlashalim, over and up a little. If you go and you light the gadish, the haystack of your friend, the Yom Kippur, shein tashlumin etzel chiyav misa. You have to pay because it's misa. Shenemer v'leya ason, and if there's no ason, then anesh ye anesh, and you get punished. Ha'im ye ason lo ye anesh, but if there's an ason, meaning getting killed either by the adam or, as we see here, even by the shamayim, then there is no punishment, there's no paying. You don't have to pay. Tanana ason, we have a Mishnah which says, a Mishnah in Makos. Kol chayv ekrisa shaloku niftu midei krisasan. Anybody who's chayv karis and they get malchus, then they're off the hook when it comes to the idea of karis. Rashi says the kol chayv ekrisa shetiru, I'm sorry, shehisu benim eden, that they have eden that warned them alav sheimo karis veloku bebezden, and they're told them that with such a thing, there's going to be a lav over here, and the karis comes along with it. Veloku bebezden niftu midei krisasan shuv ein bezden shalmaila nifrain. They don't get paid back from bezden shalmaila. They're off the hook. Shemar as the pasuk says, v'nikla achicha le'necha, and your eyes are going to be nikla, be put down and look, be demeaned in your eyes. Kevin shaloka areika achicha. Once he gets malchus, now he's like your brothers. He's like, he goes back to his original status. Divrei Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says on this statement, he says, Chalukin alav chaver v'Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. He says his friends go and they argue with him. And we're going to see it perhaps from our Mishnah that Rav Yochanan just said. Amar Rav, Amar Bei Rav, Rav comes along and they say, Tanina, we can learn that from our Mishnah that people argue with Chananya ben Gamliel when a person is chayav bide a kares that they get off the hook by getting malchus. Tanina will tell the Mishnah ain bein Yom Kippur on the Shabbos. There's no difference in Yom Kippur and Shabbos. El shezes dono bide adam v'zes don mi kares. One zadon goes gets bide adam, the other one is kares. The amisa, but if it's really true that you said Rashi says the nifteru. Edi v'edi v'de adam, that the guy's going to get off the hook by getting malchus, and both of them are going to be v'de adam who afiyom kippur miyish malchus alav shabo obeys in poten or so b'karis, he gets out of karis. Now read the gemara itself. Isa edi v'edi v'de adam, they're both going to consider b'de adam, and there's no difference. So that's gemara. No. Lav dafka amar of nachman hamani. We could say because who's our mishnah? Rav Yitzchaki. The Amar Malchus Bechavi Krisus Leka, who says you don't get Malchus Bechavi Krisus. In the case of Chavi Krisus, you don't get it. The Tanya, how do we know? Just sidebar, how do we know that? The Tanya was in the Bais of Yitzchak Omer, Chavi Krisus Bechlal Hayu. When the Torah tells us about all the usur relationships you can't have in Vayikra Yurches, the Pasuk ends by saying, Ki kola shayas et mikola te'evos ha'elev nichusa nefashas osas mikarif amam, you're going to get karis for doing such a thing. So it's Bechlal Hayu. But Lama Yotzas Kares Bachosa, why does it specify by his sister? That the Pasuk says, Zichsib Begadoshim Tiyu, the Ishki Igach Esachoso, that he's going to get Kares. But it says, Venechosu, why'd you say that? We know that already. Leduna Bekares for Lama Malkus, it's coming to teach you something specific. If he gets warned, as Rashi says, that he's going to get Kares and not Malkus. So our Mishnah, therefore, and then we extend that to everything in Kares over there, that they don't get Malkus. So our Mishnah, Rashi also points out, even though Nida also says it, also there's another din that we learn from it, that it has to actually specify V'nichrusa. But there's a secondary point. The point is that you don't get Kares over here. So therefore, what comes out is that our Mishnah over here says you get Kares for a person who does Mezer and Yom Kippur because there's no Malkus that you get for such an avayity over there. But Taka, it is true that if a person does get Malkus, then even if it's Kares, that he would be off the hook, just like Rav Chanani ben Gamliel holds. And now we actually flip it the other way to actually show maybe it's even a Raya, Rav Ashi Amar. I feel the Tamer Rabbanan. You could even say that the Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan. It's not going like Rav Yitzchak. And the Rabbanan Taka do say that a person gets Malkus. And yet it could still work with Rav Chanani ben Gamliel, who says you're going to get off the hook for Kares. Why? Because what it's pointing out is that the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur is ze ikar is dono b'dei adam. The ikar thing is b'dei adam, but ze ikar is dono b'dei karis. And the ikar woman, when it comes to Yom Kippur, is going to be karis. But in a chinami, if they afterwards, then they go ahead and they get malchus, assuming there's asra, then that would take them out of the category, and therefore our mishnah could have been working with Rav Chananya ben Gamliel. Okay, my friend, that was a mouthful. We're going to call it a day. I wish all y'all a great, great day.